Oh, hello. It's so nice to finally see you. Or rather, see the real you. Not that little sack of meat you were all wrapped up in. Oh, don't worry. No, don't worry. Dad is just an idea mortal beings made up because they can't see ethereal matter. Silly thing. If you were really dead, then we couldn't be talking to each other right now. Could we? Oh, well. Yes, you've been separated from your meat sack. Permanently. But that's a good thing. It means that you've finally been born. Oh, you precious little thing. I'm sure it must seem very scary. Mortal life is all that you've ever known, so you cling to it without realizing how limiting it is. Trust me, you're so much better off now. Well, because now you're a cosmic being, just like me. Well, not exactly like me. You've just barely been born. You still only have the mental abilities of a mortal. In essence, you're an infant. Oh, I'm sure. But would a mortal baby feel like a baby? You just don't know how much you don't know. You've yet to realize just how much more to the universe there is. Oh, yes. There's literally more to it than you can imagine. At least, right now. A simple mortal mind isn't really designed to comprehend how things work outside this little ball of dirt. You can't even imagine what a fourth spatial dimension would look like, or a second temporal one. And yet, there are over 50 of the former and 20 of the latter. Oh, sorry. Is this getting complicated? I've never been all that great at baby talk. But don't worry. You'll get there eventually. I'll be here for you every step of the way. As your brand new mama. Yes, I will. Yes. Yes, I will. Oh, but I am, you little silly. I made you. I'm responsible for you coming into existence as a cosmic being. If that doesn't make me a parent, then, well, what would? The process is perhaps a little too complicated for you, at least for now, my little starshine. But if I were to simplify, well, I came across this world and saw a species that had the potential for intelligence. So I just tweaked things here and there until they were just right. And then I took a few bundles of ethereal matter and planted them in just the right bodies. I guided their lives in order to alter and refine that matter, splitting or merging the bundles as needed. Your mortal body was the final vessel, and I took all the ethereal matter that I had been working with and put it in together. Your mortal life was the final step in the process of combining it all to create the real you. The adorable little one I'm looking at right now. Oh, them? I understand your attachment, but I wouldn't really call them your parents. They birthed and raised the vessel you developed in. That vessel is gone now, but you still remain. No, in the real, meaningful sense. I'm your one and only mama. Now, Starshine. I know you don't understand it yet. You still have that attachment to the mortal world for now, but someday you'll grow out of it. Well, perhaps it's not fair of me to say it like that. Your experiences as a mortal are important. They helped make you who you are, and so they'll always be a part of you. But you won't be able to move forward if you only cling to the past. I promise you're going to love your new life. I'll personally see to it. That's both my job and my delight. And before too long, we'll be so close. In a way you couldn't comprehend before. So cute. Here, maybe a little ritual from your mortal life will make you feel more at ease. Would you like to... Let's see. How did they say it? Hold my hand. Yes, just like that. That's it. Of course. I don't normally have hands or any other kind of body that's limited to a single location in space, but since you're still so young, you wouldn't be able to perceive me unless I did this. I suppose holding hands like this is charming in a way. Limiting as well, but I can see why you find comfort in it. Now, come along, Starshine. I'm going to show you to your brand new home. This is going to seem a bit strange. We're going to be traveling along some dimensional axes that you've never experienced before. You don't have a way to contextualize that yet, so your mind will probably fill the experience in with something else. Exactly what, I can't be sure of. Just squeeze my hand tighter if you start to feel scared, and we'll take a break, okay? That's it. We're here. You did very well. I'm impressed. Oh, you like it. I hoped you would think so. This is, for lack of a better word, your nursery. The rest of my home isn't easily comprehended or navigated by you right now, so for the time being, you should stay here. I hate to limit you like that. I'd love for you to be able to wander wherever and however you want and explore to your heart's content, but there are dangers out there in the universe, even for a cosmic being. I tried to make it nice and roomy for you, but I couldn't make it as big as I wanted to. It's only, let me think, how would a mortal describe it? It's only a few million light years in diameter? That's not exactly true. Physical distance doesn't affect the cosmic being the same way it would a mortal, but I'd say that should give you an idea. But to make it up to you, I filled it with all sorts of fun things. The part of the universe you've been familiar with up to this point was mostly empty space. But there are lots of other things out there. Oh, like that eternal wave field over that way. I remember playing in one of those when I was your age. Oh, and over there is a... I guess that's kind of a difficult word for you. It's hard for me to use only these simple, mortal-level words sometimes. And even then, sometimes I lapse into these more obscure languages. Don't worry. You'll eventually learn lots of grown-up words like that. Anyway, just go check it out when you get the chance. You'll have a blast. It seems pretty big to you, does it? I'm glad. But someday, you'll be grown up enough that this will all seem a bit cramped. I'll do my best to have a proper, big being room ready for you by then. Now, there are a lot of things that you're going to have to learn, and it's going to take a long, long time to learn them. But I think there's one handy little trick that you should be able to pick up right away. Do you see that star over there? The red one. To your old mortal self, that star would be so far away that you could never have reached it before your old body broke down. But distances like that mean very little to you now. I'm going to show you how to travel there in almost no time at all. So, first of all, look at the place you want to go. Keep in mind that you don't have physical eyes anymore. You're perceiving it directly with your mind. Next, you'll need to stretch out with your... Well, let's save the anatomy lesson for another day. But if you think about wanting to go somewhere and then picture something deep inside you stretching out towards your destination, then your instincts should just make it happen. Go ahead, give it a try. Wow, that was such a great first try. You jumped half a light year, just like that. It'll take some practice to get used to it, but it looks like you have a natural knack for it. I'm so very proud of you, my dear. Oh, you're feeling pretty overwhelmed, aren't you? Too much, all in one day? Trust me, I can tell. You don't really know how to control your essence yet, so... Oh, you're a bit of an open book right now. Don't worry. You have plenty of time to work through your feelings. In fact, time isn't really even an issue. After you've mastered moving through space, time movement will be the next thing you learn. I'll tell you what. I'll give you some time alone to come to terms with things. Well, not completely alone. I have to keep an eye on you, of course. Even in this nursery, there are things that could hurt you a little bit if you do the wrong thing at the wrong time. But I promise, I'll only keep the tiniest piece of my consciousness aware of this space. Okay? Okay. I'll come back after a while to provide you some sustenance. And if you ever need me for anything, just say so, and I'll come right away. I know we haven't known each other for long, but... I've been waiting a very long time to meet you, Starshine. I love you so very much already.